Russia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
In his room on the Thames embankment, Gregory Keene turns the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
It had happened at last. It came from Eustace Manenly, the informer. And the amazing thing was, Manenly hadn't the faintest notion about the significance of his information. He said, and these are his exact words, "Tony Marzotti used to get his dope from a crooked psychiatrist called Martin Rudolph Bookman, who runs a private sanatorium in Petunia Road, Hampstead Heath." I can see that dive now. Manenly and I were sitting on a couple of stools at the bar, and at first what he said didn't quite sink in. But when it did, I made a beeline for cuts.
Martin Rudolph Bookman, Petunia Road, Hampstead Heath. Well, what if Marzotti did get his dope from this bloke, sir? What about it?
Let's get out of here. Let's get out to the car. Don't you realize, Cuts? Listen, I'll tell you outside. We'll get going straight away and stop at the first public phone. I want to ring Haley about this. This is the thing we've been waiting for, Cuts. This is it.
I must. I have to get in touch with him at the sanatorium. They have Rubenstein's lute, but it's 3 days now, and I haven't heard a word from him. I can't use my telephone. I listen to every word. If I go to a public box, they will want to know why. If I leave here, I'm followed. Where will it end? Where? They're going to leave me. I know they are. With Rubenstein dead, why should they stay here? Who's this? Oh, why, of course, Keene. Hello? This is Heidi.
It's Keene here, darling. Good news at last.
You learned something from Manenly?
I certainly did. I know where their headquarters are, Heidi.
You know where they are?
Yes, definitely.
What are you going to do?
Don't worry. Just sit tight and wait till you hear from me again.
But don't hang up yet.
I can't wait, Heidi.
No. Please tell me. Where are you going and what are you going to do?
I'm going to the sanatorium of a man called Rudolph Bookman to take Demetrius dead or alive. Heidi. Are you there, Heidi? Heidi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm just frightened for you. Take every care.
I'll phone you from the sanatorium when it's all over. Don't worry, I shan't miss this time. Goodbye.
What shall I do? If I warn them, they'll kill Keene. If I don't, I'm handing us all to the hangman. No, I have to warn them. I can't hang. It's Keene or me. I have to warn them. But how?
Well, that's that. Got to let the girl know what's going on, Cuts. When I called at her flat earlier this evening, she was half out of her mind.
What about Colonel Fentry, sir? Why don't we go to this sanatorium place with 20 men and make sure, sir?
I'm going alone or with you. You're under no obligation, you know that.
No, I say we should take some men, sir.
Nothing doing. I'm supposed to have made a mess of this affair. All right, let's see what we can do about it.
Oh, you're the skipper, Major Keene. But, first of all, would you mind telling me why you're so sure we've hit on Demetrius's headquarters? Manley said that's where Tony Marzotti got his dope. Why should that say...
Listen, where's that copy of the dossier? Now, switch on the car lights and I'll show you. Now then, do you remember when someone tried to run Haley down with a car outside her flat in Harrington Gardens?
When will I forget?
Whose was the car? Look, page 24. The car was reported stolen that night by Dr. Martin Rudolph Bookman. Now, Marzotti was one of Demetrius's fellows. And tonight we find out that he was getting his dope from Bookman. And just call to mind that map we made, showing where Yachty Blum and the others always disappeared when they were being tailed by our chaps. Well?
Petunia Road, Hampstead Heath. Well, chase me, Auntie Fanny. That'd be right in the middle of all those streets.
Rather too much of a coincidence, wouldn't you say, Cuts? The dope, the stolen car, the beeline Yachty Blum and various other poles were always making for Hampstead Heath. Yes, what do you say? Shall we go and have a look at this place?
I'm ready when you are, Major. And if we strike Yachty Blum, would you mind leaving him to me?
Just so long as you leave Eumetrius to me. Right. Start her up.
If I don't think of something soon, I'll go crazy as sure as my name's Eddie Bergner. Keane's on his way to the sanatorium, and there's no way I can warn them. There's no way. There just isn't. Oh, if only I could use my own telephone without giving myself away. Who's at my door at this hour? I'm coming to the end of my rope. I can't go on. I'll have to go, I suppose.
Good evening, Miss Bergner.
Good evening. What is it?
Well, I hope I'm not being a frightful bore. I'm your neighbor across the way.
Oh, yes, of course. I've seen you.
I'm just going to turn in, actually. I can't bear to turn in without the last cigarette sort of thing. Light has gone completely on the blink.
Oh, you want a light?
Frightfully sorry to be a bore.
Just a minute. Here we are.
Thank you. It's terribly decent of him. Good night, Miss Bergner.
Oh, just a minute. I've just thought of something. My telephone's out of order, and I was just going down to the street to the box. Could I possibly use yours, do you think? The call's quite important, and I do hate going out when it's as late as this.
Yeah, it'll be a pleasure. Come along, use my phone any time you like. I should charge in and put your phone out of action altogether, by God. I just hang on while I get my...
Wait a moment, Demetrius. I'll answer it. This is Dr. Bookman speaking.
It's Hedy. Is he there?
It's Hedy. For you.
Hedy. All right, give it to me. Where are you ringing from?
My phone's out of order. I'm ringing from one of my very kind neighbors across the corridor from my flat. Listen... I didn't want to worry you at this hour, but I was speaking to Gregory a few minutes ago, and he's coming to see you. He's on his way this minute, in fact.
Are you out of your mind? Keane coming here?
Yes. Alone.
How did you find out?
From an old friend of his. You might know him. Eustace Maninley?
Who else knows?
I think Gregory kept it to himself.
Hang up, Hedy.
When will I see you?
Hang up. We have arrangements to make here at the sanatorium for Keane's reception.
Well, just don't forget me, that's all, dear. Wait till I give you this number. What is it, by the way? Grosvenor 3257.
Well done, Hedy. Wait there till you hear from me, and don't leave your flat.
Where would I go without you, dear? I'm sure you know what I mean. Good night.
Bookman?
Yes?
Keane is on his way here.
What?
Yes.
No. There's been enough killing. It has to stop. Keane will have men. Now listen to me. My reputation is unassailable. I can get rid of Keane if there's no sign of you.
No, what do you suggest?
The ship will not sail without the tide. At 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon or four thereabouts, early in the morning of the following day.
Mm.
Get out of here now. Your personal things are packed. In 10 minutes, there need never be anything to show that you ever lived here. Now get out. Go to the ship and wait.
And the loot? How should we transport the loot so quickly?
It is hidden here where they will never find it. Wait for me at the ship.
Bookman, are you certain there's nothing here, absolutely nothing, for Keane to fasten on?
There is nothing. At any time, before they become aware of your identity, they could have come here. That's why the sanatorium was chosen. You could have been a patient, don't you see? But now that Keane has seen you, now that he knows you from your encounter at the quarry, you must stand and fight, or hide. And we cannot stand and fight. Keane would not be such a fool as to come here alone. Others at MI5 must know about this place, too.
Yes. Yes, you may be right, Bookman.
Oh, I am right. Go now. Take a small car and go to the ship. I am not a man of action, but I am a man of standing in my profession. Keane will go away mystified. We may even have to wait a day or two. But what is a day? What are several days? Take Yachty and go. Now.
Very well. We'll hide on the ship. But remember, Bookman, I am still in control and the loot is still mine. Mine, Bookman. Never forget that.
All right, Cutts. We'll get out here. And I don't think any sort of subterfuge will pay. We'll go straight in.
Surprise, eh, Major?
I think so. Got your Luger ready?
And a few other things for luck.
You don't have to include yourself, you know. Sure you don't want to pull out?
Mm-hmm. After you, Major.
Good man, Cutts. There's the gate. Let's see what goes on inside the Bookman Sanatorium. Oh, and don't forget, Demetrius is mine. We'd come a long way. We'd pieced together a lot about Demetrius since the day he left Tempelhof Aerodrome in Berlin. We knew why he was in London. We knew most of his associates. But even then, when Cutts and I walked into the sanatorium to take him, and when I walked in to prove I'd been right about the girl I loved, even then, we didn't know who Demetrius really was. And we didn't find out that night, either.
Rudolf Bookman makes a mistake in the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.